future.
There are no people.
There are no people in the future.
No people at all.
There are no people in the future.
Where did all my people go?
There are no people in the future.
Let me try my people call.
Hey everybody, everybody, welcome, welcome. This is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. This is Out to Coop Live. Yes, it is Monday, October 4th, 2021. Welcome to Raging Chicken's Out to Coop Live. This is, as I said, Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. And Out to Coop Live, we talk to progressives, activists, and troublemakers of all sorts, right from our own backyards or from across the country. On Fridays, Sean Kitchen and I break down the good, the bad, and the ugly in state and national politics. You can also check out our newest show, The Wednesday Show, with Cyril Michaleko. Cyril is a progressive columnist from the Bucks County Courier-Times and the Intelligencer, and he usually joins me to drill down into Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and international politics. Yes, you can get all of our shows by subscribing to our podcast on Podbeans, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can help support this show by becoming a patron for as little as $5 a month. Just go to patreon.com/rcpress. That's right, for the price of a good beer once a month, you can help keep the media in the movement and the movement in the media. Just go to patreon.com/rcpress today. You can also help support this show by heading on over to our YouTube channel, if you're not there already, and smash that subscribe button, like the stream for this show, and hit that notification bell so you know every time we go live. Or join our kind of like ad hoc social media team. Man, I'm telling you, they've been cutting it up. Share the show with your friends. Share the show to Twitter, Facebook. Well, I guess not Facebook, because Facebook is down today. that's a whole other story, which would be great to talk about. But anyways, you can help. Yeah, share it around. Let everybody know about our podcast. Let everybody know about our live stream and our YouTube channel. And make sure you encourage them to subscribe. Subscribe to our podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Right? Subscribe to us on iTunes. Right? Subscribe to us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. That does a huge, huge kind of step forward in actually, getting the word out, which is pretty great. We're also broadcasting live on Riverside.fm, and you can join us on Riverside.fm, usually on his Monday night show. You can call in during the second half of the show. Tonight, we might take calls early if anybody wants to join. Just a little word about joining on Riverside.fm, just like if you call in a radio show. If you click on that link to call in, you want to make sure your sound on the YouTube channel is down or shut down altogether. Otherwise, we'll get that echo, we'll get that feedback. You can also join our Discord server, and info on that is in our today's show notes. For more PA Progressive Talk, you just tune into the Rick Smith Show's live stream at 9 p.m. Eastern, his YouTube channel, Twitter, Facebook, wherever they're streaming, Rick's there, right? And also subscribe to his podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and check out the ricksmithshow.com for all the latest across all his platforms, because that dude has got like, his show got picked up by WBAI in New York. Picked up our KPFK in Los Angeles, and they've got some new stuff coming down the pike from what I'm told. So stay tuned, head on over to the ricksmithshow.com for all the latest across all their platforms. You must check out also, you've heard me say it before, Sisters of the Night Caucus podcast. The amazing PA women stirring the political cauldron behind this podcast rock the house, and they know where the bodies are buried. Make sure to also follow them on Twitter at The Night Caucus and subscribe to their podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And for all you gamers out there, check out The Game Inn. That's with two N's. The Game Inn is a Quakertown-based black family-owned gaming store. Friends of the show, and they got everything for retro N64s, the latest consoles, video games for all platforms, collectibles, action figures, Funko Pops. And kids get discounts for every A on their report card, which is a big deal now that we're back to school once again. Just if you're looking for something hard to find, you can go shoot them an email at thegameinpa with two N's, thegameinpa at gmail.com, and follow them on Twitter at thegameinn. That's at thegameinn on Twitter. Special shout out once again goes to Jonathan Mann, who wrote our intro song, There Are No People in the Future. Check out all his great stuff on his YouTube page and follow him on Twitter at songadayman. That's with two N's. That's at songadayman on Twitter. Well, on tonight, so we've got a little, I'm not sure what's going on, but tonight we were supposed to have Jordan Hopkins on to talk about his latest piece in a unicorn riot called School Board Disruptions Escalate, funded by conservative dark money. We're all good to go tonight. So I don't know what came up or what happened. He had been retweeting out announcements about tonight's show and stuff. So I know he was watching, but then it's been radio silence for the past couple hours. So I'm not sure what's going on. Hope everything's all right with Jordan tonight. And so what I thought I'd do is just kind of come on, maybe give a little bit of an intro to his piece. And if he's, you know, able to catch up and join the show a little bit late, then we'll bring him on a little bit late. If not, we can take your calls. We can wrap up, a little bit early tonight, otherwise. Yeah, I just hope everything's all right. So the reason why I have Jordan on is that, Jordan was on back in February. He came on to talk about his piece called A Party of Grifters. And that basically was unpacking the grift at the core of the emerging Patriot Party, right? And rise of extremism in PA more broadly. Now, you remember the Patriot Party and some of these three percenters and stuff, they were starting to show up or getting involved in local school boards too as well. Cyril Michaleko had been reporting on that in the Courier Times. And you've been following some of the threads that were emerging on Twitter that he was able to kind of uncover and help the community, right? The community who began to uncover this and pull up some documents and help the community get the word out about that too as well. So we had him on to talk about that Party of Grifters. And he just had a piece drop last week on Unicorn Riot called, like I said, School Board Disruptions Escalate, Funded by Conservative Dark Money, that it couldn't fit better in terms of where we are ahead of the elections. The elections are kind of like basically 1 month away, right? 30 days away from tomorrow, right? So that first week, November, it might even be November 4th, but whatever the first Tuesday of November is, November 2nd, is when the elections will be. And those are the school board elections where the stakes are super, super high. So the question is, what are we going to do other than kind of get these people out? And I know the efforts have been happening in school boards and school districts, across Bucks County and across the Commonwealth. There've been lots of mobilizing. We've had people on this show from the, Penridge United. Those are the school board candidates that are trying to defeat the kind of right-wing extremists that are running for school board right now. And, if you've been following any news about what's happening at the Penridge School District, both in the, local media, but also in national media, because this has become a focus of the national media now, like my freaking school district, right? Sleepy old town, right? Here you go. But yes, nonetheless, is that we are kind of front and center to a lot of these extremist attacks on our school board and public education writ more broadly, right? And I should also kind of give a shout out, because for next week, we're going to have on two candidates in the Palisades School District, Jamie Davis and Cindy Shane. Now, you remember, their school board is set up a little differently than Penridge. So they're running against specific candidates. But Jamie Davis's campaign, you know that she's running against the QAnon friendly folks over there. Okay. And that is not a good scenario. Let's put it this way. I've talked to activists or kind of community members who've been involved in the school board, and they're absolutely floored. That's what's happened to their, you know, and they would talk about it in these terms. You'd say, like, you know, it seemed like we had this like sleepy little school district, right? You know, that, you know, we moved into the area, or moved back to Pennsylvania and decided to, you know, kind of relocate here, or moved, you know, into the Palisades School District from Philly or from, you know, Allentown or whatever it might be. You know, they wanted to have a kind of little bit more slow paced life and know that Palisades was a great school district, moved into there, and lo and behold, like, you know, the proverbial front hits the fan, and now you've got all these right-wing extremists that are kind of, you know, disrupting school boards, infecting the local discourse, impacting the community in a really, really negative way. So that's kind of where we are there. So we're going to have Jamie Davis. So Jamie Davis has got a lot more attention because she has kind of, you know, she was kind of the target of some of the controversy early on. And that kind of unfolded over the course of the summer. And Cindy Shane has not had as much attention to her campaign, in part because her opponent is not as well known as the kind of the extremist that he is. But when you start looking, you know, you scratch the surface on this guy's campaign, you find out, oh my God, he's just as bad. So we wanted to have both Jamie Davis and Cindy Shane on the show. So they will be on next Monday at 7 p.m. on Out to Coop Live. All right. So so the idea was that we'd have Jordan on tonight. We'd have the school board candidates on next Monday. And then I've got a couple kind of irons in the fire, so to speak, for the next couple weeks before the elections, because I like to focus on that. I'll get on there. So here's what I want. Here's what I thought I'd do. If everyone's cool with this, because I'm still hoping, what do you call that in radio, you want to stretch, right? You want to stretch or something in case Jordan, is able to pop on. But let me just kind of read you a little bit of his piece. This is from the School Board Disruptions Escalate, funded by conservative money. This was published in September 27th, at Jordan Hopkins. So he says, an escalating series of demonstrations focused on COVID-19 restrictions in public schools have created dangerous and chaotic conditions for school boards across the country in recent months. Egged on by a cadre of right-wing influencers, concerned parents from across the right-wing spectrum have flocked to local school board meetings in order to protest a new round of public health restrictions. As this narrative developed, a movement built to fight the alleged public adoption of critical race theory, which we've talked about extensively, that was quickly redirected to target school boards. Behind the scenes, a shadowy network of conservative dark money entities has spent millions attempting to remake public education in their own image. Helped by a constellation of disinformation artists, alt-right celebrities, conservatives have revived a strategy that helped them gain control of thousands of school board seats during the Reagan era. This is one of the things that is most kind of important about Jordan's piece. Is because what he's doing is twofold. Number one, he's following the money, right? So if you ever want to do any investigative work, especially around these right-wing groups, that is kind of the number one question. Who's funding this stuff, right? Because it's not a coincidence that suddenly the same issues with the same talking points are emerging at what appears to be random school boards like across the Commonwealth and across the country. No, it originates from somewhere. So the question is, where does it originate from and who is funding the efforts behind that, either directly through kind of pouring money into local school board races or in terms of providing or paying the influencers who are basically helping craft a narrative that is funneled into this right wing media infrastructure and getting everybody worked up so they'll go to the school board stuff. And what Jordan does there is basically, look, this is actually not a new strategy. We saw this back in the Reagan era, and there was a conscious effort by these kind of Christian conservatives, right? The kind of right-wing kind of fundamentalist, Christian fundamentalists were the kind of right-wing radicals at that point. They basically they were able to kind of do this, put the strategy down. They also did a similar thing when it came to local churches. There was an interesting case when Ralph Reed, who was one of the founders of the Christian Coalition, Ralph Reed, when he was first getting started out, he was still young, right? Radical, you know, evangelical Christian and right-wing evangelical Christian, I should say. And they wanted to find out a way to kind of get more involved in politics. But, you know, because especially back in, this is the 1990s or so, might have even been a little bit before that, because there was still a pretty strong prohibition or at least kind of cultural resistance to bringing religion into politics, Ralph Reed had to find a way of building something up from the ground up, because going directly through lobbying efforts and so on was not working so well. So they decided to kind of get involved with some sort of local or regional fight. And they were, you know, part of this group of evangelical Christians who are also tied into these radical libertarians, ironically, because these radical libertarians they could give a crap about any religion. But ones that were preaching this kind of gospel of the free market, right? This market fundamentalism. And Ralph Reed thought this was kind of an interesting thing. If we can get the government out of our public discourse, we can bring religion in, is kind of what it was looking for. So in Pennsylvania, of all places, there was a fight over electricity deregulation. And that fight for electricity deregulation was getting a lot of pushback, right? Because people didn't want to open up electricity to like the market, right? And basically have competition for the highest prices and maybe decline of services. People were concerned about it. There was also not a whole lot of appetite in the Pennsylvania state legislature, or Democrats or Republicans for that matter, to really kind of push too hard on this. But what Ralph Reed did is he said, okay, let's look for places that are already organized, even if they're not already organized around, free market fundamentalism, that they could be the organizing spaces for which we can launch a campaign. And what he identified were these like right-wing conservative evangelical churches, right, sprinkled throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And so he spent quite a bit of time going from church to church, working in these church groups to introduce this idea about, say, freedom from the state, from the godless state, right? And we should kind of support the kind of the liberating of kind of, you know, people and capital so that the government couldn't control everything, right? Because the government is the bad liberal entity that is telling us what to do. You know, I mean, you know the story. So Ralph Reed spent kind of quite a bit of time doing this stuff and organized these groups of people that around the kind of the church infrastructure to do this. Well, a similar dynamic was happening in schools. And this is one of the things that Jordan basically lays out in this piece. So that's kind of the one part, is that there was already a playbook that's getting taken up, kind of dusted off, updated for kind of our current context, and then launched. The second thing has to do with the conservative money infrastructure, the ecosystem of mutually reinforcing conservative fundings, funding organizations and individuals who are pushing this effort, right? And yes, they are these dark money organizations. And, you know, again, depends how you define what dark money is. I mean, there's those folks, well, we declared, you know, the money that we spent, you know, we clearly, okay, gotcha. But I'm using dark money here, like in that sense of like, look, these are people who are looking to influence social and political processes, and they want to stay out of the limelight by funding money to what appears to be grassroots organizations and media influencers. Right now, with the advent of social media, right, unlike what we saw during the Reagan administration, with the advent of social media and this kind of influencer culture, you know, they found an avenue to basically pry open the debate, or say pry open particular areas of organization, these school boards, for conservative pushback. Now, Sean and I have talked about this on the Friday show quite a bit. It's like, you know, when I've been looking at what's been happening with these, with the critical race theory organization and then the anti-masking ordinances that are going on right now, or the pushback on anti-masking stuff, is what it seemed like to me is that this seemed like the next step from the Tea Party. If you remember back in 2009, right, when then President Obama was trying to, you know, push forward through a kind of Obamacare, the kind of Affordable Care Act, you had these kind of these eruptions of Tea Party patriots and showing up at town halls and screaming at, remember, Arlen Specter getting screamed at in public and yelled at, like on the, everything was on the verge of violence, right? Basically saying, we've got to keep the government out of that. There was like, you know, that's when the people were, you know, carrying out the flags, you know, the Tree of Liberty must be like, well, I forget, watered with the sea of blood, or the blood of patriots, you know, and which has been taken up with this Patriot Party nonsense. But yeah, that's all this stuff, you know, all this, you know, the snake right on the yellow flag, don't tread on me. That was kind of first trotted out during the Tea Party movement of 2009, 2010. Right. And very much these same people, like these same organizations that were involved with the Tea Party. Right. The Koch network. Right. Of funding as Jordan lays out in his piece, the Council for National Policy. Right. Is another one of them. No Left Turn is this is more of a new organization. But they've got a whole, a whole bunch of money behind them that comes from places like the Leadership Institute. Right. Which was also this right wing funding organization, which had been around for quite some time. So anyways. The point here is simply this, that we see what Jordan's able to do in this piece is basically chart the funding mechanisms, number one, and show that this is part of a playbook, right? Which is absolutely essential for us to be able to kind of push back against it. And, you know, this very often happens when we're taken by surprise by the kind of vitriol that we see at local meetings. You know, we're taken by surprise and we're trying to figure out, well, where is this coming from, right? And generally people are fighting back at this very local level against these sets of people, right? And justifiably, like in the Penridge School District, Joan Cullen, right, who's like, I guess, the vice president of the school board now, she has been cultivating this kind of perspective for quite some time, right, in the school district, right? So, you know, and you're kind of like fighting against these people. And then, you know, she could have a couple of her pals would get elected, and then they would just be brutal to other members of the school board, and they would resign, and then they'd be able to replace it with more people, right? And it seems to be this organic local process, right? But it's this, the way that the local is networked into the national, and this these billionaire funding networks is kind of really what's at the heart of this. And this is why, you know, it's so important to be pushing back against what's happening in the school board, and to get educated on, you know, who are the people that are behind this push? What's their agenda, right? And how are they caring about that agenda is really critical. So anyways, so we're like about, I don't know, we're about 30 minutes in now. And so I was hoping that maybe Jordan was able to call in a little bit late, but I'm not hearing from him. So hopefully I'll be able to get him back on the show. I'd really had hoped to have him on before the school board elections. You know, I've got one night, I think it's right before, I think I got one night open at this point. So we'll see if I can get him back on at that point. If not, I highly, highly, highly recommend checking out Jordan's piece and reading it and sharing it both locally and kind of within your social media networks and so on. So anyways, that's that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of going to close out the show a little bit early. If anybody does want to jump on, got any kind of comments or questions that you want to throw out there, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, we're going to kind of close out the show a little bit early tonight. And yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I feel bad that, you know, I had a lot of folks that were looking to tune in tonight. And we're excited about hearing Jordan kind of unpack this piece. I'm sure something has gone down. And it's, you know, there's a first for everything. I was thinking, it's like, this is the first time that this has happened to me and this in the entire time I've done the podcast. So, so I guess that's a good thing, right? Yeah, I do hope he's all right. I do hope everything's okay. And, you know, look forward to talking to him in the future. So everybody, look, thanks for stopping by. Sorry for the disappointment. I know that a lot of people had gone out of their way to really share, you know, get out the word about tonight's show. And so hopefully we find out what happened, and then we'll have him back on the show on a later date. So anyways, for now, this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, everybody. And we'll look forward to, we'll have the Wednesday show with Cyril Michaleko. You can tune in for that on Wednesday. And then once again, Sean will be back here on Friday for this week's Friday Politics Roundup. For now, this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for kind of your support. And look, you know, tonight's not the kind of night you want to have, but, you know, listen, I really hope that for those folks will share this show. And, you know, for those of you who can, we'll head on over to patreon.com/RC Press, become a patron of this show for as little as $5 a month. And don't forget to tune in next Monday for, Palisades School District Board, School Board candidates, Jamie Davis and Cindy Shane, who will be joining us about their fight in the Palisades School District. So this is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. I want to thank you so much for your time and your support. For now, we'll call it an A. All right, everybody. Take it easy. See ya!